This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you next by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your news for the hour, a Huron County Circuit Court hearing has addressed a probation violation for Paige Ann Shively, who was accused of violating a no-contact order with Mr. Shane Krug, with alleged contact occurring around April 27th at her place of employment. An additional snapshot communication was also noted. Shively admitted to the court that she had contact with Krug contrary to her probation terms. The court's ruling included 30 days in jail with 2 days credit, along with continued probation, a $250 fine, and a $25 assessment fee. Work release was approved, subject to the Huron County Sheriff Office guidelines. Shively is quoted as saying, "I know it was stupid, I know it was wrong, and I'm sorry." And another news for today. In Huron County District Court, Judge Ferris presided over the arraignment of Ronald Jeffrey Bedford, who faces a misdemeanor charge of drunken disorderly, carrying potential penalties of up to 90 days in jail or a $500 fine. A plea of not guilty was entered on his behalf. Attorney Tammy Salins represented Mr. Bedford for the arraignment, and Attorney Michael Morosky was appointed for the remainder of the case. The court set an interim bond at $3,500, which has been posted. Key dates included June the 22nd for the prosecutor to provide discovery and a plea offer form, and July the 9th at 9:30 a.m. for an in-person plea cutoff hearing. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Gas savers are at Al Hansen Motors. Just because gas prices are high right now doesn't mean you can't save at the pump in an affordable premium used vehicle from Al Hansen Motors. Hi, this is Tyler. Right now I have a 2020 Chevy Malibu that gets up to 36 miles per gallon. It has cloth interior, Bluetooth, with Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, a backup camera, remote start, and more. It has 114,000 miles and we're asking $11,780. You can get up to 34 miles per gallon in our 2023 Ford Escape ST line. It's all-wheel drive, has brand new tires, heated seats and heated steering wheel, remote start, leather trim cloth seats, and a lot more. It's in great shape with 44,000 miles and we're asking $24,580. We also have a 2020 Ford EcoSport Titanium. It gets up to 30 miles per gallon, has 41,000 miles, and is priced to sell at $16,580. And wrapping up for this week, I have a 2017 Chevy Cruze. It gets up to 47 miles per gallon. It has WeatherTech floor mats, Bluetooth, and has low miles for the year. Just $78,000. Take it home starting at only $12,580.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. Before Judge Prill in Huron County Circuit Court, Joshua Thomas Bishop appeared for an arraignment on an alleged probation violation. He faced two charges: failure to complete 480 hours of community service and failure to pay $196 in attorney fees. The second charge regarding the attorney fees was dismissed. Bishop pled guilty to not completing his community service. His defense cited frequent moves and employment challenges as reasons for the noncompliance. The court noted that while a technical violation typically carries up to 45 days, Bishop's prior jail time meant he could face up to 5 years in prison. Ultimately, the court extended Bishop's probation for 1 year under the same conditions, requiring him to provide documentation of completed community service. The judge emphasized the need for Bishop to fulfill his obligations to avoid any further legal action. And another news for today. A single vehicle rollover crash sent one person to the hospital on Friday afternoon in Huron County. According to the Huron County Sheriff's Office, the crash occurred at approximately 3:25 p.m. on May the 30th on West Fillion Road. around 1,320 feet east of Farver Road in Chandler Township. Investigators say that a 2009 black Pontiac Torrent SUV was traveling westbound when the driver reportedly fell asleep at the wheel. The vehicle crossed the center line, left the roadway on the south side, and entered a ditch before overturning. The lone occupant, a 19-year-old female, was wearing a seatbelt, and the vehicle's airbags did deploy during the crash. She sustained some injuries to her lip and face and was transported by ambulance to Shure Hospital for treatment. Authorities reported clear weather, dry road conditions, and that it was daylight at the time of the crash. No alcohol or drug involvement is believed to be involved in the initial investigation. The incident remains documented as a single vehicle crash, and no other vehicles or injuries were reported. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That look at your news for the hour has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full line service department.